Ray Rice just finished addressing the media for the first time since his legal matters in Atlantic City. I'm Ryan Mink. I'm joined by John Eisenberg. John, just what's your take on the press conference?
Ray struck me as someone, first of all, he was extremely nervous to actually speak to the press for the first time. I know he's been bottled up wanting to talk. He was nervous. He was emotional. He broke down near the end of the press conference talking about his in-laws, his mother, and what all this has done to his family and how much he's relied on them. He was remorseful. He struck me as someone, I have failed miserably, he said at one point, as someone who has made a mistake and is aware that he has made a terrible mistake that he's going to have to live with. But he also said, you know, I want to do what I can to change people's minds. But, you know, there's no question that he was very somber and, you know, is aware that he's gotten himself into a tough situation.
Yeah, one thing I would add there is the focus on moving forward from this, building himself back up, making himself into a better person moving forward, said the counseling really helped he and his wife, Janae. So promising a better Ray Rice from this point forward. John, how do you think this could potentially impact a suspension of Ray Rice?
Well, I think it could. I think that Ray wanted to speak to the press for several reasons. I mean, I think he wanted to have his voice heard by his fans, people that he feels he let down. He wanted to speak to the sponsors, people that he's had business relationships with. There's many of them in the community. And I think he wanted to speak to his teammates, to the organization. But I also think he wanted to speak to the commissioner. This is an ongoing situation there. He wants to play football. In the end, it's going to be a football story. And, you know, he is facing a possible suspension. He wants the commissioner to know where he stands. So will it impact it? I certainly don't think he hurt himself. He came off as all the things a commissioner would like to hear here. Remorseful, determined. He's a first-time offender. So he certainly didn't hurt his case today.
Roger Goodell is one person that he's going to hear from potentially. The court of public opinion is another one. How long does it take for Ray Rice to move on from this whole incident?
That's a tough situation because, you know, there's no handbook for that. You know, you look at the situation with Ray Lewis, his teammate, his mentor. Ray went from the as difficult a legal problems as you could have just about to the face of the NFL in a period of a little over a decade. And not only that, someone who did a tremendous amount of work in the community, revered in Baltimore. So did that happen overnight? No. As I said, it took a decade, and it was a process. I'd say for, you know, a period of years there was no escaping the shadow of what happened. But it did ebb. It did go away. So I think Ray, I mean, what he's dealing with now is a different situation. I can't begin to compare them. But my point is that it takes time. It's going to take a while for him. This is not going to go away anytime soon. Sounds like Ray's aware of it.
Right. Well, thank you, John. Ravens fans, stay here for further coverage of Ray Rice's legal situation and for all Ravens news.